Let's go to the West Coast Eagles rooms. Ben Cameron has one of the superstars of that forward line with him.
A little bit of mayo on that, Skeet. Mark Lecrae didn't mind that. He's pretty happy with it. A top two finish, Mark. How does it feel now in reflection?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good year so far. But, you know, really excited and really looking forward to a home final next Friday night, I think it is. So we got a short break. We've got to, you know, recover well and get stuck into it.
What did you think of the performance tonight from the boys?
Yeah, we probably weren't at our best footy in the first half, but I think we sort of got things on our terms a bit more in the second half. We played it up our end and were able to play the way we wanted. So, you know, a pretty good game, apart from, you know, Master obviously didn't get through it. But other than that, pretty excited for next week.
I'll send you upstairs, Peter Bell, Mark Reddings and Cal Langdon.
Mark, congratulations on the win. I think everyone in Western Australia is excited about the positioning of the two West Australian clubs. Hey, just interested, both teams tonight, West Coast and St Kilda, had a lot more handballs than kicks. Did it feel like that out there on the ground?
Yeah, it's something we spoke about in the first half at the halftime break, trying to even that out a little bit more. I think we played a fair bit of footy up in St Kilda's front half, which... you know, it was something we wanted to change, and I feel that we did in the second half and sort of played a bit more our way.
And Nick Natanui led superbly tonight. Good to see him hitting the scoreboard as well, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in great form for us. He's a bit of a barometer of the way we play, and, you know, he sets a tone for us in the middle, and then when he goes up forward to be able to take those big marks and kick goals is, you know, an added bonus and hard to stop.
Mark, the season, most people suggested... after round one, the loss, then of course the injuries you've had, it'd be really tough to make the eight. But I guess the belief in this side, and Adam Simpson, the more you hear about what he's done with this team and the way he's got everyone working to the same plan has been pretty important. The coach, I know he gets canned if they lose, but he's obviously been a guy that's got this team up and running.
Yeah, I mean, the playing group loves Simo and, you know, have really responded to, you know, the way he coaches, but it's been a good year for us so far, but definitely not content with where we sit now. I mean, it's exciting to think that, you know, we're going to go in and get a home final next week, and, you know, the hard stuff's about to really start for us. So just excited for the next couple of weeks and what it's going to bring, mate.
How much do you look back, or do you look back at all that game a few weeks back? Is there any relevance? Do you learn much from it, or is it a case of you think perhaps Hawthorn might not have been putting their game plan out for all to see, and conversely, your boys as well?
No, I think both sides sort of, you know, gave it a fair crack that game. It was pretty important for both sides in the context of the season. I'm sure the coaches will go back over it, but it sort of gave the playing group a fair bit of belief that we can match it with the top sides, and you know, we were pretty keen to get another shot at them after that game. So it's going to be good to, you know, play them this Friday, and it's going to be a tough challenge, but we're up for it.
Now, mate, the home and away season is over, so the Brownlow medal counting is done. You're $1,001, Lecker, to win the Brownlow medal. I just thought I'd just tell you that.
I think there's good reason for that, mate. I think there's good reason.
Yeah, but I want to ask you honestly, who do you think, out of your team, given what you've seen, and both whilst you've been playing the game and while you've had a couple of weeks off, who do you think is going to poll the most votes?
I think, obviously, the Prude, you know, he puts the conditioner in his hair every game and gets a nice shiny locks and shakes hands with all the umpires before he goes out. So, you know, I think he'll probably poll the best for us, and I think he'll give it a fair crack. You know, Gaffey and JK have had great years as well, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're up there in the voting.
Lek, I just want to fast forward to Friday night again. Who are some of the players that usually come to you in the matchup?
It's been a mixture, really, mm-hmm. depending on my role. So, I mean, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I don't know how Hawthorn are going to match up, you know, this week. So I'll probably have to go over my tape with Justin Longmuir and, you know, define my role and see what they're going to do. So, you know, I haven't really put a lot of thought into this week. But, yeah, I'll have to go over it.
Mark, we might just leave the hardest hitting question to last. Just thought of this one. What gets the juices flowing for you most? Being out on a boat and catching that magnificent fish, I know you love the fishing, or maybe just a snap in the pocket here in front of the faithful at Domain Stadium on a big occasion. What gets the adrenaline pumping more?
Oh, it depends what sort of fish it is. But I don't mind a snap. It'd be nice to hopefully get a couple in the finals, mate, to see how we go.
Yeah, go the snapper and the snap. Good luck, Mark, in the finals. It's been an exciting year for the Eagles and much more to come. Thanks for joining us on 6PR Footy.
Cheers, boys.